Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. The other day, I was on Instagram and I saw this quote from Beth Moore that really stood out to me. She said, "Nobody gets a chance to speak to me before the Lord speaks to me each day." And I thought it was a beautiful, practical reminder and illustration of what it looks like to make prayer a priority. We've talked about the importance of prayer on this podcast. We've talked about how to pray. We've talked about different types of prayer. But today, I want to talk about three simple ways that we can make prayer a priority. The word priority means a thing that is regarded as more important than another. I want to talk about how can we make prayer the most important thing in our lives. Before we run to go talk to someone else, before we go to Google and try to research the answer, before we wake up and go to Instagram, what are some practical things that we can do to ensure that prayer is our first resort and not our last? First, if we want to make prayer a priority, we have to remember why prayer is so important. That is why for the Teach Us to Pray podcast, our very first episode, you can go back and listen to it if you haven't had a chance to yet, or you can re-listen to it if you're encouraged to do so. But in that episode, I talk about why prayer is so powerful and that it is what connects us to God. It's what gives us victory through God. It is what empowers us to live out the Christian life that God has called us to. Prayer gives us power. It gives us victory. It gives us freedom. It gives us connection to God. There is so much on the line when it comes to our prayer lives and if we're going to pray or not. And when we keep that in mind, it helps us to make sure that we keep prayer a priority, that we realize connecting with God is more important than any other connection that we're going to make on this day. And so we want to make that connection first and foremost. The next simple way that we can make prayer a priority is make the decision to pray. So what I mean by that is that prayer isn't something that we're going to waver about because we're going to make a decision now that it is going to be a priority. Every night before I would go to bed, I would always say my prayers. I would sit beside my bed and I would pray to the Lord about that day. I would repent. I would just go through my prayer with Him. Now, I remember one time in particular, it was like a busy season and I wasn't feeling well. And I decided that because circumstances were different, I was not going to pray that night. When I tell you that everything that just could have gone wrong the next day did, and I just felt off spiritually. I just didn't feel right after skipping that prayer. And I was reminded that, listen, I'm not going to skip my prayer time. I was just made the decision after that moment, like this is something that I cannot afford to skip, regardless if I feel well or whatever's going on, I need to do it. And so what it did to help my prayer life was there was no internal conversation anymore at night if I was going to pray or not, because the decision had already been made. And so that is how we can make prayer a priority. So even if I was sick, even if it was like, God, I'm going to sit down here for 30 seconds and say a 5-sentence prayer, I'm going to do it. If I was busy and I had to cut it short, it didn't matter. I still made the decision that I was going to pray. And so that is how we can really simply make prayer less complicated and keep it a priority in our lives, is by just making the decision to do it. There's no back and forth about, well, you know, I didn't do that today, but I did all these other things. Maybe I can just skip it. None of that. None of that conversation needs to go on in our heads, because we've decided that at this time, I'm going to pray every day, or every Sunday, I'm going to pray with my husband. Whatever that decision is, whatever way that you practically keep prayer in your life, you make the decision to do it. And so there's no back and forth. And that's just another practical, simple way to make sure that prayer becomes a priority, so that you don't talk yourself out of it. That's one thing that you don't want to do. Do not talk yourself out of prayer by simply making the decision today that you're just going to do it. The last and final simple way that we can make prayer a priority in our lives is to do it first. And what I mean by that is, make prayer your first resort. Don't make it your last. Don't wait to pray. I pray in the mornings and I pray in the evenings as well. But I think that morning prayer is super key, because it's making sure that mentally you're reminding yourself, God first. God first. And that's what really stood out to me with Beth Moore's quote. I'm not going to let anyone else speak to me before God speaks to me, so that I can have his truth rooted in my mind, in my heart, before I go out into this crazy world. Because no telling what someone's going to say to you, no telling what you're going to encounter that day. But how beautiful it is to keep God first in prayer and have his truth the first and foremost thing in your mind as you approach that day. But keeping prayer first doesn't just mean praying in the morning. It means that when something goes wrong, I don't just rush to Google first or rush to a friend first, but hey, I recognize how powerful prayer is, and I rush to God through prayer first. As a recap, three simple ways that we can make prayer a priority. Remember how and why prayer is so important. Make the decision to pray. Don't waver about it. And last, make prayer the first thing that you do. Make prayer your default. What happens when we make God and prayer a priority in our lives? Well, we realize that we don't have to anxiously try to control everything, and especially control things that we don't have control over. We can release our worries and cares to God first before we let them fester and drain us throughout the day. When we make prayer a priority, we can experience the light yoke that Jesus promises to those who come to him. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." When we seek God first, everything else falls into place. And we can do that through prayer. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insightful and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context, If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.